Hey, Robin, do you remember? Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Do you remember when you played Grace Vanderkuhn on the show?
Right.
And then,
Rock guitar.
totally. And then I saw on my calendar, concert calendar that I look at, that Grace was something was coming to town. And I figured, oh, well, that's who Robin played. And went to the show, and it turned out to be Grace VanderWaal, who's a 14-year-old phenomena
Yeah, singer,
singer.
incredible voice. I mean, glass shattering, right? I mean, the
Totally.
volume.
She was just here at the Tiny Desk like an hour ago.
Yeah.
And remember when Adele was here
Yeah.
and she hurt your ears because you were
Yeah.
sitting so close? Well, Grace possesses that power at 14 years old.
Yeah. I actually listened to the show down the hall. I was in a meeting and we had no problem hearing it just fine.
Awesome.
But it'll be fun when we can finally share that one with everybody. She was a delight.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to delight. I'm going to play something. You don't think of the word delight and Dirty Projectors, who generally have a darker flair to them. I'm going to play you a song from Dirty Projectors from a new record, just like, what, a year
Yeah, I mean, they just
from
had a
the
new one.
last one. I'm going to play a new song from them, and you're going to be surprised by the sound. And guitar, we're talking about guitar. The guitar lick in this is just absolutely hooky. Hooky.
What's up? How's it going? Neo real cheap on. She is so dreamy that she got features on Fellini. Deadpan, unimpressed. Archimedes, palimpsest. Just hanging out. Or Julian Casablanca.
She is an epiphany. Burrilling. Dressing day. Opens my day. Like she always grew. I feel an affinity. M-A-A-A. In all the ways. She's a rage. She keeps it one on, straight in the shade. She's a breakthrough. It's cold out there. That's nothing new. But she keeps it one on, straight in the shade. She's a breakthrough.
She is so wild. Middle earth, highbrow. Her line is Pablo. But her color's five, so what about it? Just to review, she will a breakthrough. Nobody stops her, no one can lock her down.
She is an epiphany, of a electricity. Opens my days like she always knew.
Well, I would use the word delight to describe that.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it really is.
That's Dirty Projectors. They have a new record coming. It's called Lamp Lit Prose, and that song's Breakthrough.
It's interesting. When they put out their self-titled record last year, it had been 5 years since we had new music from them. And David Longstreth, the main guy in the band, and Amber Kaufman, who was in the band, had this horrible breakup that was documented across their records. And it almost feels like to have this music back, it's almost like he purged all that on the last record, and now he's free to start creating again like this.
Yeah, I think some of that's in these words to break through. Dirty Projectors. And one more thing. You've got to see this video. Well, all I'm going to say is it involves parrots. That's all you need to know.
Is it parrots doing people things? Like, are they wearing little suits?
No, they're being parodied.
They're just being parrots. Okay. Par-
the people are, well, Dave is more parody than the parrots are people.
You have my curiosity. You have my interest.
Awesome. It's on the All Songs website. Where are you going to take us? Guitar-y?
You know, you talked about a great guitar hook. I've got someone who's great at coming up with guitar hooks, and that's Stephen Malkmus.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks, they have a new record coming out called Sparkle Hard, and I want to play a song called Middle America. Stephen Malkmus, for people who aren't familiar with him, he was best known as the lead singer and guitarist of Pavement, this great rock band back in the 90s. Became very known and adored for this woozy, deadpan kind of delivery he had for his this very idiosyncratic rock they made. But the truth is, he's been working with the Jicks now for almost 20 years, and they've put out more records than Pavement. The song that I want to play is called Middle America, and it's a little bit about how to persevere in life as you get older and how you struggle and find ways to remain relevant.
Blame stops until you do. Blame stops until you do. Do your major duty and call right back again. Time gets to me and I.
that song.
Yeah, he can write a great hook. I mean, if you don't like this, there's really no point in going back and digging into the archives of the Jix and Stephen Malkmus, or even Pavement for that matter, because this is classic, just vintage Steve Malkmus and the Jix. It's always hard when you've been making music as long as they have to remain vibrant and essential and vital, and that's what this music feels like to me.
We're going to try to do a guest DJ with him, and we'll talk about influences and stuff, and hopefully that'll happen in the next few weeks, so keep an eye out for that conversation with Steve Malkmus.
The record's Sparkle Hard, and I like the title, too, because it implies that there's something glowing and glittery but really hard-fought, like you're really working hard to get that sparkle, which seems appropriate for some of the themes on this record. It is out May 18th.
I have something that is sparkly, and as well. It's by Sophie Tucker, the duo Sophie Tucker.
Yeah.
We've featured them before. In fact, there was a song that they did called Drinky that we featured as a video, and then it turned into, I think, an ad for the Apple Watch, and it had like 45 million Spotify whatevers. So this song is not characteristic for my musical tastes, and I keep trying to push myself out of different boxes. And so I'm going to play this song. I love this song and can't stop playing it. Steve Malkmus mentioned Robitussin in the last song. This song is titled Benadryl, so which I think is pretty funny. Sophie Tucker is a duo. It's Sophie Hawley Weld and Tucker Halpern, and they make music together. And I asked them what this song was about. They sent me an audio recording. We'll have their explanation, then I'm going to play the song.
Perfect.
Benadryl is more of a vibe. It's less caffeinated than most of our music.
Kind of like Benadryl, which kind of puts you in this stupor, like sleep-like state. It's a cryptic breakup song, and it's, you know, about the way that being in a relationship that isn't really the right one is kind of like being on Benadryl.
Yeah, it makes you sort of miss a lot and woozy and
be just unfocused
and blurry, kind of.
Yeah.
I lost my sanity with my socks. One at a time, I barely noticed. Till one day I found they all were gone. I couldn't find them and I couldn't focus. We gotta put this to bed.
Make me laugh, Benadryl in the back. We gotta put this to bed, 'cause I got some
Now, I like that. I'm surprised you like that. It's just not normally that four on the floor.
I know, generally makes me run away, but the words really got me.
Yeah.
I thought it was very funny and playful. And then when his voice comes in, Tucker's voice comes in, it won me over. So that's Sophie Tucker. Not the radio personality, famous radio personality who's a woman during the golden age of radio, Sophie Tucker, comedian, singer. Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know Sophie Tucker. Wow.
So that's the play on words of their name. This is S-O-F-I, newer T-U-K-K-E-R, Sophie Tucker. The album is out. It's called Treehouse.
Let's play one more artist before we take a break, and I want to share the music of Shannon and the Clams. Shannon and the Clams, this is a band from Oakland, California. They're fronted by the woman Shannon Shaw. They've been around for about a decade and put out a half a dozen records. Their most recent one is called Onion. And when you listen to their music, you'll immediately notice how they sound like an early mid-60s pop and early to mid-60s pop and rock band. You know, they've got the beats, the guitar sound, the melodies, the harmonies. I think of Del Shannon, or maybe Richie Valens, or maybe The Animals when I listen to them, or maybe a mix of all them too. I want to play the title cut.
Is this the Dan Auerbach produced record?
He did.
Because they opened for Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, when they played 9:30.
Yeah. Yeah, and his fingerprints are all over this. There's a little bit of a gritty edge to all of these songs, even though they sound like they're from another era. The song I want to play is the title cut, Onion, and I'm going to let Shannon Shaw herself tell you a little bit about it, and we'll go right to the song after that.
Basically, Onion was written as a result of me sending myself to therapy. I just had a weird epiphany while I was taking LSD that I needed to do self-care and figure out how I turned out this way. And I strongly think that everyone should take therapy, go into therapy. But the metaphor of the onion was just so present for me, like the idea of every single layer representing events in your life and analyzing them and pulling it off and moving forward and what's underneath. Oh, geez, more layers. Let me go.
You really got me.
Yeah, and at the end there, that's Twist and Shout,
yeah.
The ending of Twist and Shout. They've got all the tropes in there. But I find this so much fun to listen to. And the truth is, actually, that despite the relatively upbeat vibe of the music on this record, the whole album, Onion, is a tribute to the people who lost their lives in the Ghost Ship fire. Ghost Ship was a warehouse venue out in Oakland, California. There was a fire there a couple of years ago, and 36 people ended up dying in that fire. So Shannon Shaw and the other members of this band say that they wrote this record for the kinds of misfits and outcasts who would have found a home at Ghost Ship. So the music is for them, but it's also a celebration of life and how precious life is. The record Onion from Shannon and the Clams is out now.
Let's take a break and come back, and I have Valley Queen.
I love Valley Queen.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Lisa, the mattress with over 11,000 five-star reviews and a mission to end bedlessness in America. The Lisa mattress was designed to provide support and pressure relief to every body type and sleep style for a deeper night's sleep. Lisa plants a tree for every order and donates a mattress for every 10 sold. Get $125 off, free shipping, and 100 nights to try the Lisa mattress. Go to leesa.com/NPR. Support also comes from Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can access all the amazing services of the post office right from your home or office. Buy and print real U.S. postage for any letter or package using your computer and printer, and the mail carrier picks it up. It's so convenient. For a 4-week trial, including postage and a digital scale, go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in all songs.
I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Rob and Hilton. It's All Songs Considered, and I have a song for you, Mr. Hilton. You're going to love this. Valley Queen.
Mm-hmm.
First saw them, I think, at South by Southwest. I think it was Sean Mohler was recording a session for Day Trotter at South by, and there they were. They were in this house recording in Austin and really fell for them. And I saw them again in California when we were doing Tiny Desk Contest concerts out in California.
Yeah.
And boy, I really like this. They have a debut album finally. They've done EPs, they've done singles, but finally a new album. I'm going to play the song from Valley Queen. Supergiant is the name of the record. Supergiant is the name of the song I'm going to play. Natalie Carroll, who is the singer in the band, says that this song, Supergiant, is about how we're all made up of the same stuff as stars. And she liked the idea of tying the whole album together with that metaphor. She goes on and says, it takes all the drama you hear on this record, the aggressive, chaotic moments, and the more beautiful or quieter moments, and puts them all into a more galactic perspective.
Ready? I love it.
Here we go.
You had me at galactic perspective.
Valley Queen.
Angels!
Coming up.
What was that?
Red Barat.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay.
I'll play that soon.
But yeah, all right. That makes sense now.
Everyone needs a little bhangra.
Oh, how many times have I said that?
So that was Natalie Carroll, and she's a singer. She is the singer. really is. Yeah. Someone who knows how to control her voice, because she could just belt it out of control and for me be too much, but she really knows how to hold it and when to use it. And that's to me, it's one thing to have a good voice, it's another to know how to use it.
It's playing it like an instrument, you know. It's like she's got the sports car of a voice, you know, that could easily go 200 miles an hour, and she's keeping it at about 40.
Also is a good guitarist. That song Supergiant is the name of the album Supergiant that comes out July 13th, their debut. On Roll Call Records.
I thought you were going to say more about how we're all made of stars, which is something I'm endlessly fascinated with.
I was afraid if I said that we were all made of stars, that we would just, I could just set my...
Billions of years ago, all organic matter containing
carbon. You got another song for us? Yeah. Take it away.
I want to play Jessica Risker. She's a singer-songwriter from Chicago. And I won't lie to you, Bob. There's one thing you got to know about me. I love the soft-spoken singer like Elliott Smith, you know, Nick Drake, singers like that. She has a lot of those same qualities in her music. It's largely acoustic guitar in her voice, but she adds all these little subtle electronics in the music and interesting chord progressions that give it kind of a trippier sound. And you'll hear it's very subtle, very light touch on all of these songs. Jessica Risker. Oh. And the song I want to play is I See You Among the Stars,
ooh,
which is the title track to this record.
One, two, three, four. Drumming rocks and rhythms, laughing at
Jessica Risker, I see you among the stars.
Was that either like a Celeste or a Glockenspiel?
Or a sample of it on a MIDI keyboard, but yeah.
I'm a sucker for that too. I know you are.
Yeah, I told you while we were listening to it that I hear this and it makes me want to go hide away and just make music all night long. Jessica Risker is a former social worker, and she's currently working as a counselor, a licensed counselor. And her music has this nice mix of the introspective and sort of universal observations that you might expect from someone who's used to spending their days helping people navigate their lives. Mm-hmm. And this song, I See You Among the Stars, she says it's one that occurred to her rather than something she intentionally thought up. And I'm quoting her here. She says, I like to think about what this song could mean. Seeing someone as they are without mental noise or judgments, existing in their own perfect place in the universe and trying to center yourself in that place. She says it's also a bit of a love song and sets the tone for the rest of the record. And if you listen to this song, you've got a very good idea of what the rest of the record sounds like.
I'm taking a picture right now of your T-shirt, which is the Earth holding hands with the moon and dancing around the universe.
Yeah, they're swing dancing or something. Yeah. This is getting pretty cosmic. Jessica Risker's record, I See You Among the Stars, is out May 4th, and it is just an absolute delight to listen to.
I'm going to take us to Red Bharat, of course, the fantastic Punjabi big, big band. And just also just huge party sound and music. So let's go out on Sunny Jane talking about this new song, Kalamukra. And thank you, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Kalamukra is our take on a Punjabi folk song called Ghora Mukra. And I first heard it a couple years ago when vocalist Ali Sethi shared this song with me. It was a recording from the 1950s featuring the acclaimed ghazal singer Iqbal Bano, but it also featured a Punjabi brass band. And I've heard very few Punjabi brass band recordings actually featuring a vocalist, and so when Red Bharat was gearing up to work on a new album, it just seemed fitting to try and see what we could do with the song. Now, the meaning of Ghora Mukra literally means white-faced, and there's this fetishization in South Asian culture about being fair-skinned or light-skinned, and especially something that's pressed upon women. It's ridiculous. But this kind of nonsense, you know, we witness it throughout the world to varying degrees. So while we love the melody and the brass band flavor of the song, we absolutely needed a different narrative and different lyrics. So I asked Ali if he could come up with some new lyrics that were more appropriate to our beliefs and also reflective of the times we're living in. And he and his friend Fazal Abbas came up with some great lyrics. And so Kalamukra is our take on Ghora Mukra. Kalamukra now meaning dark-skinned face.
Sare jag kono asal nahi darna, sare jag kono. ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੀਣਾ ਮਰ